Happy Sabbath one more time, church. I'm so glad that everyone is able to come here today. And I'm sure you guys have already been blessed by what the youth have been able to put on for you guys. But we do, this is still church, so we do still have a message. The message today is actually pretty short. So don't worry, Marcus, wherever you are, you'll be able to get back to the AC in no time. But before we start, let's go ahead and open up the sermon with a word of prayer. Dear Lord, please bless everyone who has gathered here today and bless those who have not been able to come. Dear God, please help those in Lake Charles and all throughout Louisiana have been affected by this hurricane, and help those who are here who have been affected by a hurricane are still feeling the aftershocks from it. Dear Lord, I pray that you be with me today and you allow me to not say my own words, but that you use me as a vessel to say yours. Dear Lord, I pray that your words that I speak today will not fall on deaf ears, and we will all go from this blessed with your love throughout the rest of the week. In your Son's holy name, amen. So, today's sermon is based off of one verse. That's Matthew 18:20. And this verse is actually very interesting, I think, because it's one of the only ones that have been used out of context, but always correctly. The verse is, wherever two or more are gathered in my name, I will be with you also. This is Jesus telling his disciples that no matter how few of them that are gathered together, he will be with them. But this is usually used to encourage people to join into small groups and worship on their own. But if we look at actually the context of where the verse is used, the disciples asked Christ a question, Christ was informing the disciples about what they should do with sin in the church. But this sermon isn't about how to handle sin in the church. It's about the way we use the verse like we normally do. It's about the sheer tenacity of God's will. He's saying that no matter how few people decide to join and worship in my name, I will be with them. So this is kind of encouragement for us in this situation that we're in, all of us being affected by coronavirus and not being able to gather together in the great numbers we normally like to. In this verse, Jesus is telling us that even if there are only two people left in a congregation that are willing to follow his word the way he wants them to be followed, then he will be with those people and bless those people. God will use whoever is willing to spread his word. This message is simple. One, do not worry about being able to gather in large numbers. God can and will absolutely use everyone to and everyone to spread his message. Gather in your groups. So if I'm going to leave you guys with anything, please leave with this. Gather in your groups of twos and threes and spread God's word, because as Christians, that is the edict that Christ left us with. The title of the sermon may be Church is Here, but it should be Church is Us. And I hope you guys really enjoy this message, and we're going to go ahead and move on to some more songs for you guys. I hope you guys are blessed, and have a great Sabbath.